Shalom and welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry. Hey, we're talking about the nine gifts of the Spirit. If there was ever a time we needed to understand the nine gifts of the Spirit, understand the Holy Spirit, the supernatural spiritual warfare, and the power of that which is unseen, I think it would be now.
欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列，我是拉比克兰卓。我们正在讨论九种属灵的恩赐。如果说我们需要理解九种属灵的恩赐，理解圣灵，理解属灵征战，理解他看不见的超自然力量，我想应该是现在了。
And so I'm so glad that you're joining with me. And today I want to cover the gift of prophecy. That's the question that you have.
我很高兴你们能够加入我教导的系列。今天我想谈谈属灵恩赐中的发预言，这也是你们提到的问题之一。
And listen, I absolutely love the gift of prophecy. And I want to just break it down. Let's relationally why I like it.
我非常喜欢发预言的属灵恩赐，我想把它展开和你们解释，让我们了解为什么我这么喜欢这个恩赐。
I absolutely know, and this is from 33 years of experience, nothing happens for me. Nothing happens without speaking it through God's servant, the prophet. So it has to be spoken.
这是我33年以来的经验。对我来说，作为神的仆人、先知，不说话就什么都不会发生。所以我们必须要把神要传达的话语说出来。
Now, here's the difference. Please hear me. It's not just like you randomly speak stuff out. You can't just go, oh, I think I want a Citation jet and a pilot and all the money that it costs to run the jet. And I want it to be out at Monkey Island this afternoon in Jesus' name. Well, that's not going to happen.
区别是这样的，请你听好哦。这并不是你随意的说出一些东西，你不能这样说。比如你说我想要一架喷气式飞机和一个飞行员，并且获得所有这一些路程的花费。我想让飞机今天下午以神的名义飞到猴子岛，这样的话语是不可能实现的。
Because that's like me in my head saying something random. That's not how it works. The key is you have to have that hearing of the voice of the Holy Spirit.And when the Holy Spirit tells you to speak something out, then you speak it out.
因为那就像我自己在脑子里说了一些随机的话，这并不是这样运作的。关键在于你必须听到圣灵的声音。当圣灵告诉你说出来的时候，你就把它说出来。
Today, I had a wonderful example today. A couple weeks ago, I had a dream of a very important person. And in that dream...I didn't have full understanding. I called somebody that actually works with this person, and I told them about the dream, and I said, I'm just bringing it to you because I felt like I needed to kind of unpack it. And they said, yeah. And he said, you really know what it means? And I said, no, I just felt led of the Lord to call you. Okay. So I did. That was a few weeks ago. But today, driving into the studio, the Lord gave me clear understanding that it was a warning for the protection of this important person.
今天我举了一个很好的例子。几周之前，我梦到了一个非常重要的人。在那个梦里，我没有完全理解神的意思。我后来打电话给和这个人一起工作的人，我告诉他们那个梦。我说我把它带给你，是因为我觉得我需要和你说。他们说，是的，你真的知道这意味着什么吗？我说，不，我不知道，我只是觉得神召唤了我，我就照做了。那是几周之前的事情。而当我今天开车来这个演播室的时候，路上神就给了我清楚的解释，是对于保护这个重要人物的警告。
So I said, okay, I'm kind of getting my head ready to be able to come into the studio. I get on the phone and I call this guy and he actually picks up on the first ring. He said, Rabbi, he says, it's always amazing when you call the timing.Because it's always so prophetic. We just came out of a meeting with so-and-so, so-and-so. What do you have? And I said, you remember that dream I spoke to you about 2 weeks ago? He goes, yeah. I said, I have the interpretation of it. He says, or at least what let me share it with you and then you can see. He said, great. I gave him the interpretation of the dream and it was literally the meeting that he had just come out of. Talking about the protection that's going to be needed for their boss, basically, to keep am safe in this hour.
所以我说，当我正在准备让我的头脑做好预备进入演播室之前，我拿起电话打电话给这个重要人物有关系的人。他实际上在第一声铃响的时候就接起了电话。他说：“拉比，当你打电话过来的时候，时机总是令人十分惊讶的，因为这个电话的内容是如此的具有先知性。我们刚从一个会议结束出来，这个会议是在讲 blah 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 的事情，然后。”我就问他，我说你还记得那个梦吗？大约两周之前我跟你谈过。他说是的。拉比说，我来和你分享一下，来解释一下这个神刚刚跟我说明这个梦的内容。那个人听完之后就觉得非常的棒，因为这正好是他刚刚结束的会议谈论的内容，而会议的内容就是关于保护他们老板安全的警告事项。
So it was a prophetic word. SoThat is the gift of prophecy, but it's also like, why would this person that works for this important person pick up the phone? It's because I have a track record as a prophet of the Lord.
所以这是一个先知性的话语，这就是发预言的属灵恩赐。但为什么这个重要人物工作的人看到我的电话会立刻接起来呢？是因为我有作为神的先知的过往历史记录。
The other thing is I've had dreams that have been public that I've had before where they've actually come to pass. So that's why when he picked up the phone, but they're actually, this word's going to go to this important person to be able to change the security structure around the person's life. I mean, that's how important...
另一个关注的点是，我曾经做过的梦实际上已经实现了，所以当他拿起电话的时候，这些话实际上是要送给这个重要的人，让他能够改变这个人生活当中的安全设置架构。我的意思是，发预言的话语是多么的重要啊。
Prophetic words, you know, can be. So, but the gift of prophecy is a direct word from the Lord that builds up others and toFurther his divine will. Well, the divine will of the Lord in this story, testimony is that this individual stay safe and answer the call of his life. So that would be an example there. Your next question.
但发预言的恩赐实际上是神直接说的话语，可以建造别人，并且进一步让我们了解神的意志。在刚刚这个故事的见证中，神的意志就是要保证这个重要人物的安全，让他回应他生命的呼召。这就是一个很好的发预言的例子。
Question is, how is operating in the office of the prophet different than prophesying over individuals?
下一个问题是，先知在某个场所，比如说办公室里面运作，和朝个人发预言有什么不同呢？
All of us can prophesy.So you're, let's just give an example. You don't have to be in a church setting, but your inner knower, the Holy Spirit, puts something on your heart. And it's more than a thought. And you kind of go over it in your mind and you say, you know what? This is different. And it takes a little bit of risk for me to even speak this to this person. And...I'm kind of waiting on an opportunity.
我们所有人都可以发预言。我来举一个例子，发预言的时候，你不必在教堂的环境中，因为你有内在的知者，也就是圣灵，他会把东西放在你的心上，那么它就不仅仅是一个你自己的想法了。你会在脑海中反复思考圣灵放在你心上的这个问题，这是非常不同的。对我来说，对某一个人说这些圣灵放在我心上的想法是有一点风险的，我会等到合适的时机来说出这个话。
And all of a sudden the person comes up to you and it's just you and them and you're off to the side and they say, you know, I'm so glad that haven't seen you in a long time and I've been praying and, you know, I really asked the Lord before I left that I would get some time with you.And I'm just so glad that I got this time. And then you can respond back and to them and say, well, do you know why the Lord would put that on your heart to see me? And he said, no. Well, I feel like I have a prophetic word for you. The Lord put something on my... Now, you're not operating as a quote-unquote prophet, but you're a believer. And the Lord said, and then the word is this. And you said, can I share this word with you? And I always like to have a point of contact and ask them just if you could hold their hand and hold their hand and just say to them and say, you know, the word the Lord gave me is that this sickness, this what you're concerned with is not unto death. You have some symptoms and things, but the Lord's going to heal you.
比如在一个家庭聚会的环境中，突然有一个人向你走过来，然后你们就去到了一边。他说，我遇到你很高兴，我很久没有见到你了。我一直在祷告，在我离开之前，我请求神给我一些时间和你在一起。我很高兴我得到了这样的机会。然后你听到这些话就可以回应他说，你知道为什么神会把这件事放在你的心上，让你来和我说话吗？他说，我并不知道，我只是觉得有话要对你说，我可以与你分享这句话吗？我个人在这种情况下总是喜欢与人有一个接触点，比如我们可以问他，我们是否可以握着你的手，然后你可以对他说，神给我的话是，你所担心的疾病不会置你于死地，你有一些症状，但是神会治愈你。拉比说的这个话是在举例子。
And then, of course, they'll start crying. And the reason is they hadn't told anybody that they had had symptoms or a bad report from a doctor. They wanted to see you. And now you're literally coming in agreement in prayer and canceling that. That's a word of prophecy.
然后对方可能就开始哭泣，原因是他没有告诉任何人他们有疾病的症状，或者医生给他们出过不良的报告。他们只是非常的想见你，而你在祷告中已经通过神了解到了这一切，并且与神达成了一致，来取消在这个人身上的疾病。那么你对他所说的话就是发预言。
What I shared with you earlier at that higher level with these people who work for one of the world leaders, that's operating in the as the office of prophet. Okay? Hope that clears that up.
我早些时候在更高层次上刚刚与你分享的故事，就是那些为世界的领导人工作的人，这个例子就是先知在固定的场所发预言的一个例子，希望我能够澄清上面的几点。
Your third question, how do we test a personal word of prophecy that we've been given? Do we receive every word spoken to us?
你们的第三个问题是，我们如何验证个人的预言是否是真的？我们是否收到了对我们说的每一句预言？
Well, first of all, do we receive every word after we test it? Best way to test it is the example I just gave. There's no motivation for the person that had the word and the person who needed the word, it was a win-win.
首先，当我们验证后，我们领受每一个预言的意思了吗？其实最好的验证方法是，比如我刚刚举的例子，对于这个神的话语，需要这个神的话语的人来说，以及发出神的话语的人来说，是没有动机的，这是一场双赢。
The person that had the word that God was going to heal them, didn't go and chase him down, prayed and said, Lord, if you want me to deliver it, actually brought the person to them, like off to the side. So the hearts and the intentions are pure.
那个说出神会治愈对方的话的人，其实并没有继续追踪这个事情，而是单纯的祷告说，主啊，如果你想让我把这个话语传递出去，实际上那个人就被带到了神的面前，所以传递神话语的人心和意图是纯洁的。
If someone is giving you a word to manipulate, control, or build themselves up, somehow, most of those words, they can actually be of the Lord, but they're in the wrong spirit. And I usually, after I receive that, I will step away from that person. I'll say, Father God, I don't receive that word.And I cut off all of its influences and all the spirit of manipulation, which is his witchcraft that came with it. And I cut it off and I bless that person, Lord, awaken them to the real Holy Spirit. And then I walk away from it.
如果有人给你一句话来操纵、控制或者以某种方式建立他们自己，这些话的大部分实际上也有可能是来自于神，但他们可能就是在错误的灵里面运作的。我通常在说到这样的话语之后会远离那个人，我会祷告说，父神，我没有收到那个词，我切断了他所有的影响和所有操控我的灵，这 可能就是随之而来的巫术，我会把它砍断，并且祝福那个人，求神能够唤醒他们内心中真正的圣灵，然后我会远离他。
But no, you have to test it. First of all, has to witness to the Holy Spirit in you. And it also, in addition, has to witness, it has to line up with the scripture.
对于你来说，你需要验证这个话语是否真的是先知性的话语。你需要有圣灵在你的里面作为见证，并且这件事情必须要符合圣经的原则。
Okay. The next question is, how do we know we're hearing from God?And does his voice sound different than our own, or than the enemy?
下一个问题是，我们如何知道我们听到的是神的声音？他的声音听起来和我们的不同吗？还是和仇敌的不同？
That's a tough question to answer because I can only answer what I hear in my own heart.
这是一个很难回答的问题，因为我只能回答我自己心里所听到的。
I don't know that the Lord's voice sounds different than my own thought voice, if I can say it that way, the way I think. I just know that I think it has the same sound as my thought voice when it's just me thinking and speaking in my head. I think it's the same. There's not a difference. It doesn't go into like New King James and it doesn't go...Hurt my son. That doesn't happen.
我不知道神的声音听起来和我的自己的声音会不会不一样。我只知道他的声音和我想法发出的声音是同一种。当只有我在脑子里思考和说话的时候，我觉得是一样的，其实是没有区别的。
It's just the difference is the feel. It feels different. Like, I can be talking to my grandchildren, and even the three-year-old, it could be Joseph can say something, and when he does, it's Joseph's voice, but I know it's out of the mouth of babes. I know it's the Lord speaking, so it's really not so much the sound as you're asking, it's actually the feeling of it.
实际上这个差别就是感觉上的差别。比如我和我的孙子说话，他是3岁的孩子，他叫约瑟。我的孙子说了些什么，当他这样做的时候，我会知道这是约瑟的声音，我知道这是出自于一个孩子之口。所以你实际上在问的会不会有那么多声音，我觉得其实只有一种声音，但是它带给你的感觉是不一样的。
So I'm going to give you a word right now so you can experience it, okay? Father God, I ask that you give me a word for, you can do it. It's your body. It's, you know, you can speak to everyone. So I'm going to speak a word to you right now.
我现在想给你一句话来让你体验一下好吗？天父，我现在请求你给我一个话语。神，你可以对每个人说话，所以现在我要让你透过我来对大家说一句话。
So I'm asking for the word of prophecy to come and the word of wisdom and knowledge to come for you now in Yeshua's name. For the Lord would say unto you at this time, you are in great transition. And the Lord would say unto you, I have buried a great seed of promise deep in the soil of your life. And the Lord says, do not dig up the seed at this time to see if the promise is still there, says the Lord. For I am asking you to water that ground of your heart with tears and travail to water the seed that will come forth.For just as an acorn would fall in the ground and bring forth a great tree over years and years, your seed is getting ready to break forth, says the Lord. So don't doubt the rejection, the confusion, and even the biological clock that's ticking in your life, says the Lord.
我奉主的名请求预言的到来，我请求智慧和知识的言语为你而到来。主会在这个时候对你说， 你正处于巨大的转变之中。主对你说，我在你生命的土壤中深埋了一颗应许的种子。神说，请你不要在这个时候把种子挖出来，去查看应许是否还在。神说，因为我要求你用眼泪劳苦来浇灌你的心，为了即将生长出来的种子。正义的种子就像一枚硬币落在地上，它会从地里生出一棵大树。神说，年复一年，你的种子正准备破土而出，所以不要怀疑、拒绝、困惑，甚至是对你生命中滴答作响的生物钟做出质疑。
For time and space is mine, for I can renew your youth, for that you can rise up as on wings like eagles. I put my hand over your heart and over the seeds I planted. Do not dig them up, says the Lord, for they are safe in my soil, and I will cause my roots to go deep under the earth.He says, what I have done in your life under the earth is more important than what you see above the earth.
神说，时间和空间都是我的，在那里我可以更新你的青春，你可以像鹰一样展翅上腾。我把手放在你的心口，在我种下的种子之上。耶和华说，不要把它们挖出来，它们在我的土里安然，我必使我的根深扎在地里。神说，我在你地下所做的比你在地上所见的更加重要。
For the storms that will come in the next 10 years will test even the strongest tree. But fear not, for I have rooted and grounded you deep in my soil, and your tree will stand, for I call you to be planted by the river of life.And you shall prosper in Yeshua's name.
但是未来十年即将要到来的风暴是只会考验最强壮的树。请你不要惧怕，我已经让你深深扎根在灵魂的深处，你的树要站立，因为我召唤你被种在生命的河边，你会变得昌盛。我奉主的名祷告，阿们。
So you see how that felt? That's a word for you. That wasn't me speaking. That's the Holy Spirit in me speaking to the body and speaking to you.
所以你知道那是一种什么样的感觉了？那是一个属于你的神的话语。刚刚不是我在说话，而是我里面的圣灵在对你和你的身体说话。
So I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that prophetic word has blessed you. It also had wisdom in it.Wisdom is don't dig up the seed. If you think about it, if you have quit, you know, if you plant things, you know, if you keep digging them up, it stops the process. Keep that sunlight off that root system. Let it stay moist with your tears and your travail. Speak to it, water it, breathe it, give praise into the atmosphere.Literally.
所以我非常感谢你今天能够加入我们。我希望预言祝福了你，也有智慧在刚刚的预言里面。智慧就是不要挖出应许的种子。你想一想，你继续挖它们，就会停止它生长的过程。所以你要让阳光远离它这个根系，让它因为你的泪水和劳作而保持湿润。你可以对它说话，给它浇水。向他吹气，并且赞美他生长的环境。
We beckon that tree to come forth and come up out of the ground, and all it hears is like in the natural. What does it hear when it breaks loose? Most seeds break loose in the morning. What do they hear? Birds singing. The praises to the Lord. You become that songbird. You become that praiser. And welcome all the 9 gifts of the Spirit that are coming up in your garden.And give God praise for it. God bless.
回到那棵树上，让它从地下冒出来。它生长出来之后，就可以听到的自然界的声音。当它破土而出的时候，它就会听到鸟儿在自然界歌唱赞美神。你就变成了那只唱歌的鸟，你就成为了那个赞美神的人。 欢迎所有九种属灵的恩赐出现在你的花园里，并且你为此向神献上赞美和感谢。神祝福你们平安。